This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This program is produced on Wurundjeri country. This is The Sound of Now on Joy 94.9.
Hello, I'm Triana Butler. Welcome on into The Sound of Now's podcast, where we have extended versions of the interviews that you hear on The Sound of Now on Monday nights at 6 p.m. on Joy 94.9. This week, I got to catch up with US artist Lauv, who you would know from his huge songs like I Like Me Better or I'm So Tired, that was that collab with Troye Sivan. He's done another collab with Anne-Marie. Really thoughtful, really cool to chat to. He has a brand new album on the way called All for Nothing. It comes out August 5. We got to chat about what's coming up in the album, what people can expect, and about his new music, like Kids Are Born Stars. So here it is. Here's my chat with Lauv. Lauv, it is so great to chat with you. Thanks so much for taking the time to hang out today.
Yeah, thank you.
We got to talk about the new album. I'm going to get to that in a moment. But first of all, obviously, How I'm Feeling was the big debut album, and it came out like March 2020. So it was like just as the kind of lockdowns were kicking in and that feeling of isolation was kicking in for a lot of people for the first time. And I would love to hear from you what that meant to you, given that you're an artist who is focused on thoughtfulness and incredibly open about your own mental health, what that felt like and what the feedback from that album was, given that everyone in that moment had your album to hold on to.
Yeah, no, it was definitely super powerful, especially with a song like Modern Loneliness. Like, I feel like so many people would always be like, it's the craziest timing that song came out. Because I was just writing that about like my general feelings of being somebody who loves people a lot, but who also gets in my own way and like isolates myself, you know, which is something that I think I've worked really hard at during the time when I like, when we were all just at home, just trying to at least be more conscious of reaching out to people, you know? Yeah. So that's been a big thing.
We are right on the verge of this new album, All for Nothing. Congratulations. It's almost
Thank
here.
You.
How'd you find the process of putting this together as the follow-up?
Oh man, it was super fun. Like, it was super fun, but it was also pretty stressful. Like, it was definitely kind of stressful. And this is the first time I've made a whole album before I put out any music at all from the album. So that was really different.
Well, let's talk about that, because I think for the early stuff, and we've spoken about this with a few artists in the past as well, when you're first releasing singles, it's kind of, well, I've just got to get my name out there and try and get some traction. But here you're able to focus kind of on a cohesive theme right from the outset.
Right. Right. And that's why I came in for the whole thing to be out, because I feel like no one single can represent the album. I really super feel that way. It's very much an album's album. Like, it's like, there's so much yin and yang. There's so many, like, you know, so much light and dark and questioning, but celebrating and like all of it. So that's why I came in for the whole thing to be out, because I think it really is like a body of work.
So how'd this come together? Whereabouts were you when you were writing it, when you were recording it?
It was all in my basement studio, my house in LA. Lots of chicken tenders were consumed, lots of White Claws. And the thing that was super different about making this one is I went in like wanting to learn how to freestyle rap, like kind of as a joke, but I'm not good at that. But I took like that vibe and was like, oh, I'm going to like go into the studio. And instead of like sitting there and like piecing the song together over time, I was like, I'll just put a beat on and then turn the microphone on and then like go for 5 or 10 minutes. And like, usually like all the songs on the album were like things that like came together like pretty quickly. And yeah, so it was a super different process.
How did the producers who you're working with find that? Because that's a very different way of doing it in the modern era.
Yeah, it's definitely different. But I was actually like super encouraged to do it. Like, there is, you know, one of the producers in particular, I think, could see that at that time I needed to like dive into like my self-expression and my freedom of all of it. And like, you know, not be like thinking about like, what's going to be the best pop song? Like, what's going to be this, what's going to be that, how can I write this song, and really like, you know, finesse it. And he really like empowered me to just be like, yo, you have this inside of you, just like go and like do it and see what happens. And that was like really scary, but it was like really cool.
And that's where the cool stuff happens, when it feels scary.
Yeah.
when you were producing it, when you were recording it and writing it, what were you listening to at that time?
What was I listening to? A lot of, I feel like that era was, I mean, there's always going to be Drake in there. Future Nostalgia, that album, me and my friends would jam that literally nonstop.
I mean, it's an all-time album for sure, right?
So good. Yeah, I don't know, a bunch of random shit, but yeah, that was definitely a big one. There was definitely like a big goal. Like I wanted to like make something disco-y for the album, which I didn't end up doing anything disco-y, but yeah.
How did you, I know on one of the tracks, or a couple of tracks, you're back working with Dallas K, who you were working with on the first album. And I know that as you're stepping into this whole new era and it's this new process of recording that you're trying out, how comforting was that knowing that you had someone who you'd worked with before, who you already had that established relationship with?
Amazing. It's so nice to work with people that you like know really well, that are like your besties, like, because you feel like you can just spend like days in the studio, and even if you get nothing, you don't feel like judged at all. You're not feeling like weird, you know, you just like literally are in it fully together. Because sometimes working with new people can be like, I don't know, I get very self-conscious. So it's really, yeah, I mean, Dallas is amazing and was like so comforting through the process. And yeah.
We're chatting with Lauv, who has a new album on the way. It's called All for Nothing. It is out at the start of August. And the new single that's out now is called Kids Are Born Stars. It's just been added to the playlist here at Joy. And I know this one comes from quite a vulnerable place for you. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, I was kind of reflecting on like being kind of like, you know, nerdy, awkward music, eighth grader kid that like had this dream and like had this crush and like couldn't quite pull it all together. And I was always so focused like, oh, like someday, like I'm gonna be something, but I didn't really have the confidence. And a lot of this, you know, a lot of this album and this process was like me trying to get back in touch with my confidence. So like, I was kind of like going back to my eighth grade self and being like, yo, look at the life we have now. Like, this is really crazy. Like, you should really like appreciate that and like be able to own it. So yeah, it was super sweet.
Did I hear you did like a younger self meditation process or something?
Yeah. I mean, that was a huge thing I was going through at the time. I had learned about this like inner child meditation technique at this like therapy thing I went to, and that changed my life. Like, I feel like that was a big turning point for me. Like being like, oh, like, I'm not just who I am today. Like, who I am today has like an inner child, like has like a wounded inner child and like a not wounded inner child. And like, sometimes, you know, when I'm talking to somebody, I might get triggered and my wounded child might come out and I might have to like deal with some of like, you know, some of those parts of ourselves that, you know, have been with us since we were kids. And I feel like that was a really cool process to kind of dive into some of that.
What would your inner child be thinking at that moment of, you know, just recording all the songs just kind of almost in one go and just playing around in the studio? That feels
so impressed.
Like, there's a real sense of playfulness across this album.
Yeah, no, so he would be so impressed. I mean, I was such an overthinker. Like when I was first making music, I literally would like spend like 6 months trying to write a song and like would get like no lyrics and I would just keep trying. And I like didn't understand that it all happens in the moment. You just got to flow and like have fun.
How do you bring yourself to focus in the moment?
Definitely meditation, definitely expressing my authentic, if I can just express anything authentic. Like I notice when I'm feeling anxious or like awkward, it's usually because I'm not really being fully myself. And so I just try to like, just put something out there that feels like myself, either like on social media or in the conversation or something or whatever.
It's fantastic. Well, this album is on the way. It's called All for Nothing. What do you think is going to surprise people the most when they hear this album?
I think probably there's a song called Bad Trip that I think will surprise people a lot. It's just very different for me.
Did you just get an email?
I just got a calendar notification. Sorry.
That's all right. No, I just was like, oh my God, like people are trying to get in touch with you. You're so busy and yet you're still in the moment here. Like, anyway, sorry. So Bad Trip was the song that you think is going to surprise people the most.
Yeah, I think that one's going to surprise people a lot.
What is it about the song?
I think what it's about, which people will hear in the lyrics, I think that and kind of some of the, yeah, I think that's probably the main thing.
Well, the album is out August 5. Lauv, thank you so much for the chat. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Great talking to you.
find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Huge thank you to Lau for taking the time to chat with me. That was really fun. If you enjoyed that conversation, please share it with a friend who really loves Lau and who would like to hear it. Or you could maybe post it online and let people know that the podcast exists. If you'd like more of the podcast, subscribe in your podcast app of choice. Just search The Sound of Now. It should be pretty easy to find. And don't forget, the radio show goes to air Mondays at 6 p.m. on Joy 94.9. I will see you there.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.